Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business. I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. Today I'm joined on the phone by Colin Chan, Managing Director of Group Marketing at Great Eastern. The Great Eastern has always aimed to empower its customers to stand ready for all of life's uncertainties, and ultimately, they support the wider community during unprecedented times. We are definitely living in unprecedented times, and today we talk about Great Eastern's response to it. Colin, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Clarissa.
Okay, let's start with Great Eastern's pledge of $1 million, the $1 million COVID-19 package for customers affected by the pandemic, and your donation of $265,000 to the community chest through employee-led efforts. I think that's great. Tell us all about it and the rationale behind it.
Yeah, well, let me give you a rundown of what actually happened when this pandemic COVID thing started earlier part of this year. I think our immediate response, and that's in addition to before the 265 which we raised, our immediate response was to contribute a 200,000 donation to the Courage Fund, which was reignited, right? And if you remember, this Courage Fund came about many years ago in 2003 when SARS came.
Yeah.
And
yes,
and actually at that time we also responded by pulling the efforts with the whole country to contribute to the Courage Fund, right? And immediately after that we put in place this $1 million customer COVID care fund, right? Customer care fund for customers of ours who needed to be hospitalized because of COVID, and to assist them if they needed some additional financial assistance, right?
Right.
And that gave them some benefits for hospitalization and so on and so forth for themselves and their families, right? In May or so, after the announcements of all the relief packages and so on and so forth by the government, as a company, the management and staff decided to say, okay, let's come forward and pull together whatever we could contribute together, right, and raise funds for community chests. And we have certain defined charities under community chests because in times like these, we were getting information that a lot of the beneficiaries which we supported were in quite difficult situations, even more difficult situations. So we came together to raise funds internally from staff and our agents to contribute, and the company supported by matching dollar-for-dollar donations to the amount that was raised, right? And all of this is, as you say, I mean, as a philosophy, as a mantra, the brand Great Eastern is an insurance company, right? And we are here to help people respond in difficult situations. But beyond that, we call ourselves the life company, and that's what we do, right? That's what we do to provide answers to people when they are facing challenges, and also as part of what we do to support the communities and give back where we can in ways that we do best to support the needs of the community.
Okay. Yeah. One of the things that I am, as I was reading and researching in preparation of this interview, one of the things that I found very interesting is with Great Eastern, when you talk about staff buy-in into the company's ethos, your staff really did buy in and put their money where their mouth is. Do you think that that is across the board through the company with all your staff? How do you get the staff and everyone to stay true to that corporate vision, the life company?
Well, I think it requires a lot of concerted effort and teamwork from the leadership and also the staff. Plus, as I said, this articulation of the life company is not new. It's been this rallying call that has been there for almost 10 years. Since 2012, we refresh the way we articulate that externally as well as internally. And we try to remind ourselves in all the decisions that we make, what would a life company do in responding to this? And I guess with that consistent effort over time, right, and the collective effort of all the leadership, this has sort of taken root, right? And that is something which is really great to be part of an organization where we know that this philosophy is quite broad-based. And you're right, and that has demonstrated in itself by us being able to raise that amount of funds from the collective contributions from staff and our agents as well, right?
We're speaking with Colin Chan, Managing Director, Group Marketing at Great Eastern. Let's talk about this. You have dedicated trainerships and full-time positions for individuals to join your agency force as part of efforts to create meaningful job opportunities. Can you tell us more about this?
Yeah, there are a couple of items around this. So this is very important because, you see, at Great Eastern, we are part of financial services insurance and, in a sense, essential services. So whilst this COVID situation has affected everyone, it has affected different industries differently. And we are, in a sense, quite fortunate to still have quite a lot ahead of us and quite a lot of opportunities still there for us. And that is why we are able to offer all these different employment opportunities, a variety of things. There are three elements of it. I mean, the first element is actually some traineeship positions under the SG United Traineeships that are open for corporate positions, right? In addition, we have upsized our internship placement opportunities, over 100 internships for this year, right, also for corporate positions. But the important part is that we have said that we are opening up to 1,000 opportunities for people to join us as agents to serve the community, right, with insurance, right? And this ambition to offer these employment opportunities as agents is there because we see that, I mean, one thing the crisis did is to reinforce in people's minds the need for financial security and protection. So there is still that continued demand. And we also know that there are a number and more people being displaced from their current employments. And because we have the ability to offer meaningful employment to them, we really want to reach out to these people and not just take them on board, but also facilitate smooth transition to this new switch in career for these people. I mean, there will be a whole slew of training programs to ensure that the people in their mid-careers when they join us will be able to quickly get a handle of all the digital tools that we have to help them reach out to customers, potential customers, to do financial planning, either face-to-face or even now virtually, online tele-advisory or through video conference.
Right.
Right, yeah.
Now, one of the industries that we've, by now we all are aware, it has been very, very hard hit are the gig economy workers, the freelancers, the self-employed, whether they're artists or they worked in conferencing, for example. Mm-hmm. So you came up with, or Great Eastern came up with, a great comprehensive care insurance plan aimed at providing this sector more affordable and accessible protection. Can you outline it a little bit more?
Yeah, let me give you a little bit of background to that and what this is all about. Ultimately, to be fair, this idea of having some insurance schemes available for gig economy workers is not something that just came about. I mean, the gig economy in the last couple of years has been growing in terms of importance. So it has always been on our radar, but because of what we have gone through, right, we made sure that we accelerated and we tried to make sure this product got to market without delay. So this was recently launched in about a month or a month and a half ago, mm-hmm. right? And it is essentially a sort of a group insurance cover. For those of us who are employed with organizations who have group benefits, right, medical benefits and so on, right, we take it for granted that we have all the medical cover, some accident cover, and so on and so forth.
Right.
But this is for gig economy workers who would not have that whole range of comprehensive benefits, right? But then it is something which is bite-sized and they can buy as good as having a group employee benefits cover. So it covers hospitalization benefits, it covers accident benefits, as well as outpatient medical cover.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. And, you know, unfortunately, with all the restructuring that has been announced lately, there are Singaporeans who have been retrenched. How has the company responded to the retrenched workers?
Yes. Besides our earlier ambition of trying to support the employment by offering traineeships and employment opportunities, I think this concern about retrenchment and inability to afford things has been something that we have addressed. First of all, as part of the entire industry efforts, we have implemented this scheme where premiums, if you had certain premium commitments to Great Eastern, right, that you needed to pay, this would be deferred for up to 6 months, right? And this has helped over 1,500 of our customers in the deferring of their insurance premiums, right? Secondly, some of us would be familiar about health insurance and how medical insurance, the cost of medical continuously has to be adjusted because of medical inflation, right? And correspondingly, medical insurance premiums would also be adjusted annually because of medical inflation, right? This year we took the stand to hold our rates for now because we have a large base of our customers who have medical insurance, and I think we felt that as a life company, we thought, okay, I think it's the right thing to do to maybe let's hold on for now and not do our inflation adjustments to our medical insurance for our Shield plans, right, for this year. And most importantly, I feel, is this retrenchment benefit that we have offered to all our customers who are considering purchasing an insurance, and the reason being, people still know that it's important to get insured, and we want to give people the confidence to say, don't hold off your decision on getting insured, right? And when you buy a regular contribution plan with us, right, for protection series of plans, right, we will incorporate benefit which would waive the need for you to pay your premiums for up to 12 months if you were to be retrenched. And this benefit will last for the first 2 years, right, of your policy. Right, so this complementary retrenchment benefit is there because we know these are the concerns of people, and if you were to be retrenched and you have recently purchased a policy with us, right, this benefit would help you not be worried about your premiums for the next 12 months.
And that peace of mind is going to be very valuable to a lot of Singaporeans.
It is, and it's because we believe that insurance, in the end, is still important. It's something which everyone needs to have. So we need to do what we can to help people not defer that decision to get the insurance that they need. We want to make sure that as many people have all these obstacles of getting the insurance cover that they need put away, right? So yeah, that is our retrenchment coverage that we have recently offered.
All right, Colin, this has been very, very informative. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, But thank you so much for sharing with us. I've really sat back and thought, wow, you know, you picked a good name when you said the life company.
Yes. Well, we have been here for 112 years, right? We just celebrated our 112th anniversary yesterday, right? And the only reason why we can deliver what we want to do as a life company for these 112 years is, as you rightly pointed out earlier in the conversation, I mean, getting our people on board. And we deliver is because this purpose is something which resonates with everyone, and it's through all the people of Great Eastern, right, that we can achieve this and serve the communities in which we operate.
We've been speaking with Colin Chan, Managing Director, Group Marketing at Great Eastern, about the company's support of the community during COVID-19. Colin, thank you so much for
taking the time.
I'm Clarissa Montero for The Soul of Business. You're on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.